Brothers and sisters in the Lord, we thank you all for being ready to take part in this celebration. Our prayer is that the Lord will bless you and enable you to live according to his call to you. Let us pray. Lord, our Father, we thank you for the privilege you have given to us to share and be part of this celebration today. We want to commit ourselves in your hands so that you can bless us and enable us to live in a way that we remember that you died on the cross because of us. Your body was broken so that we can be freed from sin, and your blood was poured so that we can be cleansed. Help us, Lord, to know that we are called to live a new life in you. Enable us by your Holy Spirit, and we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord bless you all. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. After the communion, it's very difficult for you to rejoice. But I'm here to encourage you to rejoice and be glad. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. And we all have to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And it even gives me more joy that a day like today should be a day of victory. And my Bible tells me that 40 days after Easter, it was the Ascension. And in America, where I serve the Lord, Ascension Sunday is today. So he has ascended in Jesus' mighty name. He has ascended. And 10 days after Ascension is Pentecost. So next week is Pentecost Sunday, when the Holy Spirit was sent and possessed the people in Jesus' mighty name. So we should be glad. We should be joyful. And we should be happy to know that the same Jesus that the disciples saw going into heaven would be the same Jesus that will be coming down in Jesus' mighty name. Today's topic is chosen to continue the work. But I just inserted one word there before the work. And I put chosen to continue the good work. Because it was good work in Jesus' mighty name. And can we stand for the reading of the word? I'm reading from Acts of the Apostle, chapter 1, verse 15 to 23. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. And I read, "In those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples, although the number of names was about 120, and said, 'Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus, for he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his eternal gushed out. And it became known to all those who dwell in Jerusalem, so that the field is called in their own language, Akelidama, that is the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his dwelling place be desolate, and let no one live in it, and let another take his office. Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all, the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. And they proposed to Joseph called Barabbas, who was surnamed Judas, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, O Lord, who knows the heart of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and the apostleship. And I will quickly read in 1 Peter chapter 2, 9 and 10. I think our sister has already read it. And my Bible tells me, it is a chosen people. And from 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into light. Who once were not a people, but are now the people of God. Who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Heavenly Father, we come before you this day. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercies that are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Father, we thank you, God, because we have to be joyous and be glad. For know that on this ascension of Christ, our Son, is our exaltation, O God, where the head has gone before in glory. The body is called to follow in hope. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who live and reign forevermore. Father, give us a receptive ears to hear your word. Give us a receptive mind, O God, to receive it. And your Holy Spirit to discern it. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated, please. God is good, and his mercies endure it forever. Amen? God is a good God. Historically, as I said, ascension of the Lord is celebrated 40 days after Easter. And if you count like the mathematician, you would know it was on Thursday. But the church celebrated on Sunday, that is today. And I tried to juggle the ascension with the continuing good work of God. Based on the Acts of the Apostles, the church holds that Jesus ascended having spent 40 days walking with the disciples and teaching them. And on Easter Sunday, 50 days from Pentecost, that is the 19th of May, 2024, next week. In Acts chapter 1, verse 11, and I read, he said, ye men of Galilee, why stand and gaze into heaven? The same Jesus that was taken from you into heaven shall come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. He shall come back in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus is coming back. And as we read in the Acts of the decrees of the apostle, he said he was ascended into heaven and he's sitting on the right hand side of God, the Father Almighty, from where he shall come to judge the living among the dead. I pray in Jesus' mighty name that we shall be among the living and not the dead in Jesus' name. And if we are dead, we shall be caught up with him in heaven for eternity in Jesus' mighty name. We shall give praise and thanks for that ascended Jesus Christ who is looking down on each and every one of you and said, my salvation is there for you today because I came to save all the wicked. My God and my Father, we thank you. It was like a day like today that he was taken up. And when he was taken up, the disciples asked, what next? What shall we do? But he said, go back. Go in that upper room and wait for me. Very often, it is not good to wait. We don't have the patience, the endurance to wait. But my Bible tell me, he said, those who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint in Jesus' name. The eagle where the eagle fly, the little birds don't fly. I can tell you, I was looking at a video and I said the eagles took his prayer and the small birds was trying to take the prayer. But when the eagle starts soaring, the small birds start falling. It tells me that where the eagle go, the little birds cannot go. Fly like an eagle. Open your wings with that strength like an eagle so that the small birds can fly with you in Jesus' mighty name. That is the strength that you've given. That is the strength that the apostles, that is the strength that the disciples, that they receive in that upper room. As Mary said, she can feel the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ that was slain for mankind. Said, that power is still working. That power, the blood of Jesus Christ is still working in Jesus' mighty name. Is that power that would deliver us? Is that power that would direct us? Is that power that will comfort us? And is that power that we need like a day of ascension in Jesus' mighty name? But before I reflect on this text, I see more wisdom including it as the Ascension Sunday. I mean, Jesus is gone. What now? How will we continue his work, his teaching, his miracles, his life, his death, his resurrection as the ascension? What is left was 120 believers doing the decent work of God. So they have multiplied from 12 to 120. But they realized that Peter realized that one was missing, and that was Judas. Judas was missing. He had committed suicide. So as they were praying and they were interceding, God was speaking to them. He said, there is one among them that you need to appoint. There is one that you still need to choose. Look among yourselves. And there were some qualifications that he gave them. He said, it must be the one from the time of John the Baptist to the one that seek and witness my death and my resurrection and my ascension. So those were some of the qualifications that they had to look around. And as they were there tarrying, Mary, Magdalene, and the women, among them, God was speaking to them and direct them. even though the Holy Spirit was not sent upon them. But my Bible tells me from the day in Genesis, when God said, my spirit shall hover around the world, it tells me that the spirit was moving since then. But why do we say it is the Holy Spirit? And it was not the Holy Spirit from Genesis up to Acts. Because he said, that one that I'm sending that was sacrificing life, when he ascended with me, that would be the Holy Spirit that I will send. He's an enabler. He's a helper. And as I preach this word today, when I was coming, I see on my WhatsApp, they were saying, happy Mother's Day. Is it Mother's Day today? It is what? UK version. So the UK Happy Mother's Day. So may it be Happy Mother's Day, the UK version, in Jesus' mighty name. Because it was women that saw him when he came out from the tomb. And it is women that I believe that will see him when he's coming back in Jesus' mighty name. Women are powerful. But I'm not here to preach about women. But they are powerful. That is why they are called the helpers. He said, I will send you a helper. And he sent one. But the Holy Spirit is our helper. Is our deliverer. To get into the picture of the church in transition, we have to move back to the verse immediately after that. And verse 13 said that when they had returned to Jerusalem and witnessed Jesus' ascension, all the apostles went upstairs in the upper room and they were saying, what shall we do next? And they were joined by other people. They were saying, should we be scattered and go back to fishing? Or go back to something that we find? It is our comfort zone. But they waited and they tarried. And they waited upon the Lord. And their strength were surely renewed in Jesus' mighty name. But what they did do in that place, and we see in verses 14, it said they all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus and his brother, with a marvelous thing. What a marvelous thing to do in this time. Of course, Jesus was gone. But they knew he was still alive. So they kept talking to him constantly as while he was walking with them. My friend and my pastor, I pray in the name of Jesus that we would keep talking to God. He is always listening. You just need to keep talking. Keep communicating with God. He's not a man that he will lie. He's not a son of man that he will confess. What he said he will do, he will do. He said, I will send my son who will die so that mankind's sin can be forgiven. And if the apostle had known, particularly Peter, he would have known that it has been prophesied in Jesus' mighty name. Prophet Isaiah prophesied the death, the burial, and the resurrection. And we will see that David, King David, also in the Psalms. But they prayed. In verse 24, they said, pray about the day-to-day business of the church, like finding a leader. Immediately after the ascension, and when the Holy Ghost fire fall upon the disciples, Peter prayed. More than 3,000 were delivered, were set free. That is the power that God and Jesus Christ has left behind. But Jesus' last word to them early in this chapter, it is highly likely that they prayed for the gift of the Holy Spirit. He had told them the restoration of the kingdom of Israel is through the witnesses in Jesus' mighty name. We shall be a witness for him. And that is the good news that he wants us to take around the world. The good news that Christ, he died, he resurrected, and he ascended, and he's sitting on the right hand side of the Lord God Almighty, interceding for you and me so that we can love life and live it more eternally in Jesus' mighty name. I want that abundant life. Who would not want that abundant life in Jesus' mighty name? As they waited together in obedience to his command for the Holy Spirit, Peter speak to other followers of Jesus. He quoted two Psalms to point to the fact that Jesus, the 12th disciple, is dead. And someone need to fill that position to continue the good work of Jesus Christ. And what was that work? To preach the good news. And according to Apostle Paul, he said, I preach Jesus and him crucified on the cross. That is the only thing that we ought to speak. That is the only thing that we have to preach. That is the good news for us. Jesus Christ and him crucified on the cross in Jesus' mighty name. For it is written in the book of Psalms, in Psalm 79 verses 25 and in Psalms 109 verse 8, he said, let his homestead be made desolate, and let no one dwell in it, and let another man take his office in Jesus' mighty name. But others, he said, let another man take his office. That is where they had to make a choice. And the choice was between Joseph, and the choice was between Matthias. And they cast lots. These days we don't cast lots. We vote. And they cast lots. And the lot fall upon Matthias. And Matthias met the criteria to be called one of the disciples. And the numbers were 12 again. It was complete. Because when Jesus was selecting the 12, he was selecting the 12 for eternity. He was selecting the 12 based on the 12 tribe of Israel. He was selecting the 12 based on what Moses had done in Exodus and in Genesis. Moses selected 12 and he said, go out into that land. Only two came back. And the two that came back, he said, I can see the land of milk and honey. Let us descend upon it. And he said, descend in Jesus' mighty name. I said, we shall possess our possession in this period of waiting. There is a reward that is coming forth in Jesus' mighty name. Because David knows, and David said, Lord, shall I pursue Saul? He said, don't pursue Saul. A time is coming in which you will pursue, in which you would overtake, and which you will recover all in Jesus' mighty name. I said we shall recover all in Jesus' mighty name. At this period of ascension, we are going up in Jesus' mighty name. We are rising above. We are soaring higher like the eagles in Jesus' mighty name. It was the sovereignty of God who was able to use the wicked intention of man to accomplish his purpose. We saw that in Genesis, especially in the life of Joseph, the evil intention of his brother served to save the nation of Israel. What was meant to destroy one life, God used it to save many lives. In this case, God gave Judas a position which he knew would lead to the death of his son. God's purpose for establishing his kingdom involved the wickedness of man. And in Acts, Peter said, Acts chapter 3, verse 6, when the Holy Spirit came on him, when they were tarrying and they were wondering, after Jesus, what next? Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. We shall rise up in Jesus' name, because he has risen, he has ascended, and he's sitting on the right-hand side of God, interceding for Eve and every one of you. He is alive today in Jesus' mighty name. We are chosen to continue the good works because we are a chosen generation. And as my sister Sarah read in 1 Peter 2, 9 to 10, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the rising of the glorification of the Lord thy God. Praise be unto him. He who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. He who once was marvelous and he is still marvelous unto this day in Jesus' mighty name. You once were not people, but we are now people of God. God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy in Jesus' mighty name. My brothers and my sister, as we approach the throne of grace, let us ask for his mercy. Let us ask for his grace, because victory is already secure because of Jesus Christ. It is his surrender, it is his reverence and his love that we now live, perfected by grace and chosen to continue to do the good work of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, not out of obligation, but is out of peace, out of hope, out of faith, out of joy, and out of celebration in Jesus' mighty name. We have the victory. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to you. Victory belongs to me. Victory belongs to our family in Jesus' mighty name. That is the victory we have, and that is the victory we continue to proclaim. Those who abide in Christ will bear good fruit. The promise of God are our eternal life. He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. When we are faithful, he remains faithful. Therefore, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful and just. In Jesus' mighty name, can we be standing? And let us thank the Lord. Thank God for sending his son, who died, resurrected, and ascended, and is sitting on the right-hand side of God, the Father Almighty, interceding for me and you so that we can have life and live it more abundantly. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, you are the Alpha, you're the Omega, you're the beginning, you're the end. You're all-knowing. You're the omnipotent, omnipotent, and omnipresence. We thank you for your presence here, O God. Merciful and gracious God, we thank you for saving us. Thank you, Lord, for completing the works that we never finish, and for paying the price, oh God, that we cannot afford. With love and gratitude, we accept your grace, oh God, as we look ahead to the prize that is awaiting us. Victory with you in eternity. Oh, Lord, empower us, my Lord and my Father, to live in that truth so that all we see is Jesus and him crucified, to the glory and majesty of your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you.